This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. In two separate encounters in Chhattisgarh, a total 30 Maoists were killed yesterday. A large cache of weapons and ammunition was also seized. One security force Jawan was martyred in the clashes. The first encounter occurred in Bijapur district after security forces received intelligence about a large Maoist present in the forest area along the Bijapur-Dantewada border. A second encounter took place in the border area between Kankar and Narayanpur districts where four Maoists were killed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the need to develop villages as a first step towards building a Viksit Bharat. Speaking via video messages at the Bavaliyara Dham program related to Bharwad Samaj of Gujarat, yesterday Mr. Modi stressed the importance of collective efforts, reiterating his statement from the Red Forts about Sabka Prayas being the nation's greatest strength. He highlighted the role of education in empowering the community and driving modernity forward. The Prime Minister encouraged the community's children, especially daughters, to excel academically and contribute to a stronger society. He also praised the Bharwad community's dedication to services, love for nature and commitment to cow protection. Both houses of parliament were adjourned for the day yesterday following protests by DMK and other opposition MP over the proposed delimitation of Lok Sabha and assembly constituencies. The BJP has issued a whip to its Lok Sabha member directing them to be present in the lower house today. Sources said the whip has been issued as the house is scheduled to apply guillotine over the demand of grants of different ministries in respect of the union budget. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has met President of United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC COP30, and former Ambassador of Brazil to India, André Arhana Correa do Lago in New Delhi. Dr. Jaishankar yesterday extended India's full support to Brazil's presidency for successful outcome-oriented COP30. The government has given a nod for the procurement of 1,350 horsepower engine for T-90 tanks Varunastra Torpedo Dows and Airborne Early Warning Control Aircraft System. The approval was given during the Defence Acquisition Council meeting chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh yesterday. This procurement will cost over 54,000 crore rupees. According to the Defence Ministry, procurement will enhance the battlefield mobility of this tank, especially in high-altitude areas. Sports and Youth Affairs Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandviya officially inaugurated the second edition of the Khelo India Para Games at Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi yesterday. More than 1,300 para-athletes will compete in six disciplines. Speaking to the occasion, Dr. Mandviya emphasized the importance of the Khelo India initiative in promoting the growth and development of sports. In the Swiss Open Badminton Championship, India's top women's double player Trisha Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand reached the quarterfinal with a victory over Germany's Emily Lehmann and Celine Haubitz in Basel. The India pair won the match 21-12, 21-8 yesterday. In the men's single second round, Toma Povev defeated India's Priyanshu Rajavat 21-15, 21-17. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang stated that the entire Northeast has undergone a massive transformation under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, with the region now enjoying improved road railway and air connectivity with the rest of the country. The Chief Minister attended the 8th Northeast Youth Festival at Palajor Stadium in Gangtok yesterday. Zimbabwe Kirsty Coventry has been elected as the 10th president of International Olympic Committee, IOC, and the first female president in IOC history. She was elected after the first round of voting at the 144th IOC session in Costa Navarino, Greece yesterday. International Cricket Council ICC chairman Jay Shah and International Paralympic Committee IPC have congratulated Kirsty Coventry on this occasion. And that is the end of this news bulletin.